Hey guys, it's another rebating episode on ECG podcast. On today's podcast, we're gonna talk about, you know, things that you do that will actually bring you fees. Even I enumerated some of these factors that bring tranquility, that bring about, you know, fees, that bring about purity, that bring about someone being closer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And the first thing is Islamic monotheism, or worshipping Allah exclusively without associating any partners with Him in worship, and without associating any partners with Him in all qualities that belong to Him alone. The disbeliever and the one who associate partners with Allah, the Almighty, are all for effective purposes, dead or not alive. This is one of the biggest sins that you will ever do, to actually associate any partners with Allah. And Allah promised those disbelievers the hellfire for eternity. May Allah protect us. The second thing is useful knowledge, because most happy and easygoing and contented kind of person is the scholar. Why should scholars not be so? For they are the inheritors of Muhammad, blessing and peace be upon him. You know, scholars, you know, knowledge, the power of knowledge, how knowledge lightens your life, how knowledge actually changes you. The third thing is good deeds. A good deed brings light both to the heart and to the face. Doing good deeds result in being blessed in one's sustenance, and the heart of people are naturally attracted to the doer of good. You know, if you do something good, you actually lighten in your face. In fact, you'll be very light, and you know, you notice that some people will have to tell you, like, you're looking, you know, very, you know, light. And you know, if you are doing bad deeds, you'll be actually looking like, you know, even in face. What I want to say is that people will actually notice that, yes. And then your heart will be actually, you know, the most deadly disease is the disease of the heart. You know, if your heart is not healthy, you're actually not healthy, because you have all the wealth, all the money of this world, the entire money of this world, and then you will not be contented. You will not be happy because your heart is actually ill. So doing good deeds actually resolve all of that problems, resolve all of that sickness of the heart. And then the fourth one is bravery. For the courageous person is calm and strong and fears Allah alone. Difficulties and hardship neither shake or nor disturb him. You have bravery. And then the fifth one is avoiding sins. You know, sinning ruins one's peace of mind and makes someone feel lonely in the dark. I saw that sins cause the heart to die, and addiction brings distress to the addicted. You know, most of this addiction, most of this depression, I'm telling you, it's all about, you know, sinning. If you are sinning, there are a lot of people that actually, you know, report to, you know, health practitioners, or report to all of these people, all of these doctors, all of these health practitioners actually seek for help, because they are actually experiencing some mood swings. You know, some are depressed. But one of the major things that actually people do not, you know, take care of is, you know, sinning. If you are sinning, you will be depressed. Like, you can even die. Yes, you can even die. Your heart can even die. Can even, you know, dry. You dry your heart, and then you don't know what is wrong with you. And then it's kind of a cascade reaction from this to this, from this to that, you worrying, and then it will resolve with, you know, high blood pressure and so on and so on, and then you will be, it will be causing a lot of sickness to you. So that's the power of sinning. The sixth one is not being extravagant in that which is lawful. In other words, one should be moderate in speaking, one should be moderate in sleeping and mixing with people. Likewise, one should be, you know, abstemious in one's eating habits. Can you see all of these things? Speaking, take care of what you say, take care of your sleeping and mixing with people. And you know, one of the things that the devil does is, if he actually try to, you know, make you do all those big sins, and then you escape from the trap of the devil. You actually go power to, you know, make you do some little sins. And then if you escape from that, the devil do not give up like that. He will actually try to, you know, make you do, you know, make you stop doing such things that will actually bring you good deeds. Can you see he draws you close to doing something bad, that all of that big sins, and then you escape. He actually draws you to do some bad, you know, small bad things, bad deeds, and then you actually escape. He then now will now distract you from doing some things that will bring you, you know, rewards. And then after that, he then now make you feel like, if you escape from that, he will actually make you feel like being the best, because you escape his trap. You know, be making you feel like you are the best, and then you start feeling yourself. Can you see? And that, and doing that, Allah do not love that. Can you see? The devil has so many ways to actually what make you ruin your life, and then you know, draws you. You know, his main task is to, you know, actually have some people, some followers to the hellfire. You know, he already got his own ticket to the hellfire. An Arab poet said, "A companion of the bed you have slept excessively, but don't you know that after death is a long sleep?" Can you see poetry here? You know, he's a poet. Let me repeat this. He said, "A companion of the bed you have slept excessively, don't you know that after death is a long sleep?" You know, think about this.